Thank you very much for joining me today. With me today is Bob Comstock, who is the, Bob, why don't you tell me exactly your title and the company you're with? A little bit of back what you do.
My title is the president, and it's the president of Comstock Homes, and we do infill residential development.
Okay. Well, you have a development called the Villages at Heritage Springs, which is you've built eco-friendly homes in the Southern California area, right?
Yes, sir. We have about 520 units there, of which all the homes are solar. And in addition to that, we have high-energy windows. We have extra insulation in the walls and roofing to keep the heat, you know, down and utility costs down.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about what got this project going and why building in an eco-friendly manner has now become viable for builders such as yourself.
I think it's where it's becoming viable is on along the lines that once the consumer is aware of it, they become much more motivated to buy, and so the life of the time to sell out a project is much shorter by going this route.
Okay. Can you go through, you do solar tiles in your case where you're actually integrating solar into the roof line as though it was the tiles of the roof. Can you tell me a little bit about that technology and what it provides to the homes for the homeowner?
Sure. We're using a company called SunPower, and the panels are actually designed right into the roof. So when you're looking at the roof, all that you see is a little variation in color, and it provides up to about 60% energy savings on their utility bills.
And so it gets all tied into the whole control system for the solar units for the house, but just it's integrated so that you don't have any of that kind of risers or anything else.
Nothing like that at all, no. You look at it, it looks like it's part of the roof. And if you really didn't know what you were looking at, you would think it was just a different color.
So you say it'll do 60% energy saving?
Yes, off the typical homeowner's electric bill.
Are you able to install systems, say, if a consumer wanted more than that, if they wanted more power generation out of their roof,
You could actually do that. You'd have to put a bigger panel on it, but it would depend on two things. It would depend on the roof style and also how early in the building process a buyer would want to come in and request that.
Okay. How long has your company been building homes? Are you California only, or do you do multi-state?
No, we're just in California, primarily in Southern California and the Central Coast.
Okay. And how long have you been developing in California?
Building homes, we started in about 1992, but we also develop shopping centers, and we started that in 1980.
Okay. So my question revolves around, you've been in the market for a number of years. That's a long track record of building homes in this area. What do you think it has come about to facilitate this change where it now becomes good business for developers like yourself to build a home with these features?
I just think it's part of the evolution of the consumer's awareness. In fact, in my opinion, the consumers are much more conscious of it in the Central Coast than they are in the Los Angeles area. But I think that's a trend that is changing.
How important is government support in terms of tax credits and some of the other things and incentives that the state and the federal governments are providing? Is that enough of a help to make it viable for a company like yourself to build these homes and sell them?
It surely helps. It really helps the consumer who really benefits by it. But it really helps the selling process. And then also the resale process of a home. It can be proven that typically a home with all the energy features we have incorporated in to the home, a home will typically sell for around 15 to 20% above a comparable home without them. So that to the consumer is very valuable.
Okay. So resale value increases, but what about the first time sale? How much does it add a premium to?
No, we're not seeing in our market, as we're all aware right now, we're still in a very deep recession, and we're not able to increase our pricing on the homes for it, but it's helping us in the absorption.
What does that mean? Meaning how quickly
the rate of sales is faster.
Okay. Are you the only company that's doing this integrated sort of eco-friendly, or are there other like-minded developers in the California market?
Oh, there's actually a lot more in Northern California than in Southern California, but no, it's a growing trend, and we're seeing it as time goes on more and more.
Do you think that building these kind of homes puts you in a better stead with the local community that you're trying to, find property and develop, in that you're saying, we're green, we're building green homes, we're building eco-friendly homes that the consumers will help you out of?
Oh, absolutely, because most of the city councils today in the various cities around the area are very keen to and aware of the movement. And in fact, I think the planning staffs are very, very aware of it. And so when they see a project come into their city like this, they're much more receptive because they see the long-term benefits of it.
Have you had to go out and, I guess, recruit or find new contractors who could build this way, or are you utilizing contractors who have learned and adapted and added it to their arsenal of ways of building homes?
All of the above. Some of our existing contractors have adapted, and others are new to the business.
And what do you see as far as the evolution of this kind of thing? Beyond just building more of these kind of homes, but in terms of what do you think the next generation for eco-friendly features that developers like yourselves might be offering?
Well, I think there's, I didn't read off the whole list of things we do, but I mean, like, we have radiant barriers in our roofs, so that helps in the insulation. We have high efficient toilets. Another big savings to the consumer is the tankless water heaters that saves up to about 20% of your energy cost there. And then dual pane windows. All this adds up, and I think as the technology changes, we'll keep changing with it.
10 years ago, there was a lot of people kind of talking about energy efficiency and the coming age of solar and some of these other technologies that you just rattled off, but they were still kind of in their infancy and or expensive to integrate. Is it kind of comforting or satisfying to you as a developer to be able to integrate all these things, and yet they've become mainstream now?
It is, and I think that it'll continue to integrate itself into the system as the systems can become more and more efficient.
Do you think California is a unique market, or can this start to spread into other states across the country?
Oh, I think it'll definitely be spreading nationwide as the time goes on.
Where would you expect the first growth? What markets do you think?
Oh, I know Florida's becoming a very big market right now, and Nevada also. There's quite a few projects over there that are integrating the same types of energy efficiencies that now.
Okay, so sort of the Sun Belt and the Southeast.
Right.
It might
mm-hmm.
be fine. Do you see that? Are there areas where you think there might be too much resistance to this kind of stuff? I mean, I like people tend to think that you can't do solar in the Northeast. There's not enough good weather. But in fact, you can do solar anywhere, pretty much.
Sure, absolutely. I've not seen any resistance to it.
Okay, all right. And how many future lots or homes do you think will be built in the next 2-3 years using this through your company? I mean, how many are you guys planning?
Well, we have on our books right now to finish off 500 there, probably another 2,000 units.
Mm-hmm. That's significant. Mm-hmm. So what you just you probably want more than anything is for all of this lending and other economic issues to settle out so that you can get people into homes quicker.
You got it. I think everybody, because the housing business, building business, puts so many dollars in different pockets around the nation, that I think it'd be very helpful for everybody.
There's some, I think, some fear that there's some distressing reports coming out this week on home sales, probably not new home sales, but existing home sales for last month, another big drop. What do you guys foresee? Do you think there's a turnaround coming, or is your marketplace growing okay?
Our marketplace is pretty stable, I'll put it that way. I wouldn't say it's growing by any means, but it's very stable.
Okay, good. And how extensive can you go? Or are you kind of there and you'll just tweak some of these features that you've integrated into the home in your mind?
I think it's more of just tweaking what we're already doing today and growing with it as the technology changes.
It would seem that adding these kind of features into a home, it certainly makes a lot of sense energy-wise and a lot of sense in terms of savings, et cetera. It would also seem to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that this could increase the life of the home because you have less heat, less wear and tear, insulated windows, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to have, you might have a longer home life.
No question about it, because they're building homes. The technology of the home is changed so dramatically over the last 20 years that what's going into them, that the quality is definitely going to extend the life of a home.
Okay. How about solar in particular? What do you guys feel in terms of what you're going to integrate into your home, what you're integrating now and what you might integrate in 5 years?
That's a hard one to guesstimate at. I mean, we're constantly looking at it at every new project we do to see what the latest technology is and how it's changed from the year prior, because the industry in itself is just coming out of its infancy. I'm talking about the solar side now. So I expect there'll be more improvements on the engineering side to make it even more efficient.
I recently saw a report that there was, because of a huge boom in Germany for solar, that there was a potential for some panel shortages in the near term. Has any of that come into play for you guys? Have you seen any of that, or are you okay?
Not
with
at all.
We
have not seen any of that at all in any of our projects.
Okay. How about there's been some fanciful research going in, fanciful feeling that it might come to being, but talking about solar coatings, almost like being able to paint houses with a solar absorbing coatings. Would that be something you could foresee if that matured into a real technology?
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Maybe talk a little bit about that, in terms of now what that would allow you to do in a home, if the whole home could be a solar collection agency.
I think that's a little ways away for us, but, as they keep coming up, the engineers keep coming up with better, I'll call it, packages, it'll definitely increase the efficiencies.
I think one of the ones I saw that I thought was particularly interesting and promising was the prospect of being able to, potentially paint big rig trucks with the solar kind of collection and being able to help offset the fuel costs on big rig trucking. And, even if it was only a small percentage, just because of the number of gallons and miles that big rig trucks are running in our country every year, just even a couple percentage points could just mean dramatic increases in fuel savings. So,
sure.
I imagine what you guys are doing with solar insulated roofs, all the other kind of things, you're contributing your percent as well, and hopefully leading the way to other builders to mirror and do the same in their projects.
I think as the competition increases, that will definitely be something everybody has to look harder at.
Is it a buzz in the building industry, in the developers industry, about doing things this way, or are you guys sort of out on the leading edge?
I wouldn't say we're on the leading edge, but we're one that's really focused on it, and our purchasing department is very diligent at doing that. But there are other folks out there doing the same thing today too, but maybe not to the same magnitude that we do.
Okay. Well, Bob, thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. We've been with Bob Comstock of Comstock Homes and your Villages at Heritage Springs in Santa Fe Springs, California. I really appreciate you telling us about your development, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very, very much.
All right. Thanks again, Bob.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye.